You might be noticing more bicyclists pedaling along trails and streets this week. Some of the action could be attributed to fine spring weather. Other cyclists are being nudged into motion by National Bike to Work Week. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bantz did a bit of biking and a lot of chatting to learn about the momentum behind creating a more cycle-friendly city.
The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is staging its own version of Bike to Work Week. Bike to Campus Day is happening today. Organizers are rewarding students and staff as they roll onto campus with a free tune-up and a cup of coffee. According to Environmental Sustainability Coordinator Kate Nelson, at least 10% of UWM's faculty already commute by bike. She wants to build on that foundation. Rather than focusing on streets congested with cars and buses around the east side campus, Nelson talks up the appealing bits, such as the newly installed air pump in front of the student union for easy filling of tires, and UWM's proximity to Lake Michigan.
We have the lakefront to ride along. We have the Oakleaf Trail connecting near to campus. We'll now have 1,300 linear feet of bike racks on campus.
That's enough to corral 600 bikes. But creating parking space doesn't shake off concerns about ensuring safe places to ride. Nelson is tackling those challenges with a newly formed bicycle advisory task force composed of faculty, staff, and students, with input from an advocacy group called the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin.
They actually introduced me to the 5 E's, which I think made so much sense. I love a strategy like that. And let me try and remember. It's encouragement,
education, enforcement, engineering, and evaluation.
Because if you're only addressing education, but you have terrible bike lanes, there's potholes, sometimes it's just down to a culture change. And I don't think that we need an overhaul, maybe just a nudge.
Cycling enthusiast and student Kyle Schultz thinks UWM has a long way to go before it can pat itself on the back. Schultz is doing his part to change that. He's one of the people checking brakes and tires on campus today. He also runs U-Bike, a free bicycle loan program. Schultz and a couple of student mechanics service and dispatch 60 bikes that students can borrow free of charge for a semester at a time. U-Bike also helps students repair their own bikes.
This year alone, we've serviced 170 bikes, and I'd like to see that go into the thousands.
Schultz has a vision for what U-Bike could become.
Somebody will sit down with you and teach you a route from your house that's safe and on bike-friendly roads.
Milwaukee has been taking steps to create a safer urban landscape, according to Alderman Nick Kovac.
There's currently 55 miles of bike trails, and we have a master plan to have 150 miles. Every time we repave a street, we're looking at, is this a street where it makes sense to have a bike lane?
Kovac, who can often be seen cruising on two wheels, says the most effective bicycle safety strategy is based on numbers.
The safest thing for more bicyclists, no matter how the street is designed, is more bicyclists. If pedestrians are used to bicyclists, if cars are used to bicyclists, that's what makes it safe.
I find a woman taking her first stab at biking to work. Nancy Morris isn't so keen about facing city streets.
I accidentally took a wrong turn and went down a gravel construction area on the way home, but my husband has corrected that on my route now. And so I think I'm going to have a great day today.
Morris calls herself one of the lucky ones who can hop onto a paved bike trail, in her case, the Oakleaf, that carries her over much of her 40-minute pedal from Whitefish Bay to the county courthouse.
Every day that it's nice enough for me, I'm going to ride because it's just fabulous.
Evan Pack has made it his mission to break down barriers that keep people who work in downtown Milwaukee from commuting there by bike.
A lot of people worry about, I don't leave my bike outside, or I don't want to bring it up, you know, into the elevator.
Pack started a nonprofit that occupies a former shoe store in the Plankinton building.
You can bring your bike in. It's valet style. You know, it's indoor secure. We have hooks in the back room. And it's donations accepted. If you don't have any money, that's fine. Come on in. We want to see you bike into work.
Now, how many bikes can you handle? Is it yet unknown?
Unknown.
Yet to be discovered, because Pack just opened his bike collective called Vulture Space. The newness of it all isn't stopping him from envisioning an even wider cycling community. Pack is collecting donated bikes and bits of bikes that he plans to piece together and get on the road.
I don't think you need spandex. I don't think you need cycling shoes. You don't need the fastest bike. You need just two wheels. Just go with it.
Pack hopes to attract people who might never have imagined themselves as bicyclists. Susan Bantz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.